USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With a Supreme Court nominee to choose, President Trump is reminded that on the campaign trail, he once said he would appoint Supreme Court justices who were opposed to Roe v. Wade and then leave abortion decisions up to individual states. Asked about it in an interview Sunday, the president says,
maybe someday it will be to the states. You never know how that's going to turn out. That's a very complex question. The Roe v. Wade is probably the one that people are talking about in terms of having an effect, but it could very well end up with states at some point.
Trump speaking on Fox News. The nation's biggest business group, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, launching a campaign today opposing the president's trade tariff policies. Nations that have already started retaliating against his tariffs on steel and aluminum include Canada, Mexico, China, and today the European Union. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people.
Hey!
Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
Police in Boise, Idaho say a man went on a stabbing rampage at an apartment complex that he'd been thrown out of earlier. USA Radio's Wendy King with that story.
Police Chief William Bones says the suspect, Timmy Kinner, targeted a three-year-old's birthday party.
Due to his behavior, he had been asked to leave. Kinney had done so. He returned last night to exact vengeance, not just on those that he had been with as they were not at the apartment, but at any target which was available.
Nine people were injured, including six children.
President Trump says states could one day decide where abortions are legal. Trump sharing that view in an interview on Fox News yesterday, saying that could be one effect of Supreme Court decisions after he appoints a successor to retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy, who provided a swing vote in decisions supporting abortion rights in both 1992 and 2016. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump recounts learning of Justice Anthony Kennedy's retirement plans. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
In an interview with Fox News, President Trump says he was at the White House on Wednesday when he became aware of somebody showing up to deliver him something.
You know, I got a call, Maria, that somebody would like to see me. And they were sort of like acting anonymous. I said, wait a minute, I'm the President of the United States. How can I see somebody? I don't know who it is. Anyway, I figured it out. And it was a very elegant moment. It was a beautiful moment. He presented me with a letter.
President Trump saying he'll be announcing his choice to replace Justice Kennedy on the 9th of July. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Officials have arrested a California man who they say threatened to kill the FCC chairman's family over net neutrality's repeal. A Justice Department release identified the person arrested as Makara Mann of Norwalk, California. According to an affidavit obtained by the Washington Post, the man allegedly sent the emails to FCC Chairman Ajit Pai. In one of the emails, he threatened to kill him and his children. The FBI said Mann admitted sending the emails because he was angry about net neutrality and wanted to scare him. The FCC voted in December to repeal the so-called net neutrality regulations, which were policies that treated internet service providers like a public utility. If convicted, Mann could face up to 10 years in prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.